请大家打开以哥罗西书第一章。
Please turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
我们从第一节开首读到第14节开首，对不住，是第一节开首读到13节。
We read from verse 1 to 13.
弟兄姊妹找到，你请看，听我们读。
Please listen to our reading.
奉神旨意作基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟所提尼，写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有信忠心的弟兄，愿因为平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace and peace to you from God our Father.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因你听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that springs from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about the word of truth, the gospel.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。正如你们从我们所亲爱一同作仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们作了基督忠心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所传的爱心告诉了我们。
The gospel that we have come to you all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you, since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truths. You learn it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf.And who also told us of your love in the Spirit.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的权能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this,in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
感谢主俾我哋今次又一同聚集喺主嘅面前嚟寻求佢嘅心意。
We thank the Lord for an opportunity again this time to wait before Him together to seek His will.
主这次给我们的负担乃是要从哥罗西书的里面 去领会主向我们要讲的话。
The Lord has put in our hearts the burden to share the book of the Colossians, and through His word, that we understand His will.
我们记得早两年、前年、旧年，我们在这次聚会的时候，我们一同从以弗所书里面去寻找神的心意。
We remember in the past 2 years, the year before last and the year before that, we together were studying the book of Ephesians in order to understand the will of God.
今次我们在哥罗西书的里面，我们再进一步去寻找神的心意。
This time we further seeking the will of God through this book of Colossians.
弟兄姊妹应该还有些多的印象，在以弗所书的里面叫我们所接触到的乃是教会，是基督的身体。
We believe that brothers and sisters still have an idea of the understanding through the book of Ephesians that the church is the body of Christ.
神要用着教会作为基督的身体去发表基督的荣耀和丰富并权柄。
God has caused the church being the body of Christ to express the fullness, the richness and glory of Christ himself.
为了完成神永远的旨意里面最高的那个要求。
In order to fulfill in the purpose of God, the highest requirement.
我们今次要看哥罗西书的时候呢，
This time when we are studying the book of Colossians,
信息刚好是反反转过来。
The message is actually the other side.
我们要留意的但是基督是教会的头。
We shall pay attention to see that Christ is the head of the church.
以弗所书叫我们看到教会是基督的身体。
And Ephesians tell us that the church is the body of Christ.
如今在哥罗西书的里头，主叫我们留意到基督是教会的头。
And in this book of Colossians, we shall see that the Christ is the head of the church.
将神很完整的那个计划和目的是表达了出来。
So that it can express fully the mind and will of God.
因为只有身体，这个是很吓人的事。
Because if only there is a body, this is something very scary.
如果只是有一个头，又更加是吓人的事。
If it's only a head, it's also even more scary.
但感谢赞美我们的父。
But we praise and thank our Father.
在祂的永远的旨意向我们发表的时候，
When He expressed to us His eternal purpose,
祂不仅仅是叫我们看到一个身体，
Not only that we shall see a body,
祂同时叫我们看到一个头，
Also see a head.
而这个头和身体是连结起上来。
And this head and this body are linked together.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得个没头的人乃是个死人。
You know that there is a person without a head, it is a dead person.
一个头和身体连结得非常好的乃是一个活人。
A body and a head are being connected together well, it is a living person.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因为在救赎的里面，祂将祂的生命赏赐给我们。
Because in His redemption, He gave unto us His life.
叫我们众人都从一个必死的人，而成为一个活在神面前的人。
That we who are condemned surely is able to live before Him.
我们今次要从哥罗西书的里面去寻找神的心意的发表。
This time we are seeking to understand the expression of the will of God in this book of
Colossians. 我们弟兄姊妹应该从这个地方里面先来留心。
I hope brothers and sisters pay attention to this point first.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不留意到人在神面前的堕落是发生在伊甸园。
We must remember that the fall of humankind from the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园的堕落的历史是一直影响到今日。
The history of human fall in the Garden of Eden affects us even today.
并且是继续还在那树影响到成全个人类。
And it continues to affect the whole humankind.
弟兄姊妹，我们之所以在神的面前成为罪人，
The fact that we become sinner before God,
不是单单是因为我们的生活里面各样的动作是一个犯罪的事实。
Not because of certain action in our lives that causes us to be a sinner.
即使你冇一件任何犯罪嘅行为
，even though you might not have committed any single act of sin，
喺神嘅面前，我哋仍然系站喺罪人嘅地位。
Yet before God, we are standing in the position of sinners。
点解站喺罪人嘅地位
？Why are we standing in the position of sinners？
因为我哋系罪人嘅后代。
Because we are descendants of sinners。
所以我哋嘅祖宗系罪人。
Our ancestors were sinners.
我们这个族类就是一个罪人的族类。
The whole race are the race of sinners.
正如我们的弟兄姓梅。
Because my brother, his name is Moy.
他为什么姓梅？
Why is he called Mr. Moy?
因为他爸爸姓梅。
Because his father is Mr. Moy.
他为什么爸爸姓梅？
Why is his father Mr. Moy?
因为他的爷姓梅。
Because his grandfather is Mr. Moy.
为什么是他的爷要姓梅？
Why is his grandfather Mr. Moy?
因为他的爷的老豆姓梅。
Because the father of his grandfather is Mr.
Moy. 你一路追上去，追到最早一个姓梅的人。
You're tracing all the way back until there is a guy who is Mr. Moy.
就因着那个姓梅的人。
And because of him, Mr. Moy.
他所有的子孙就跟着他姓梅。
All his descendants will be called Mr. Moy.
弟兄姊妹，你从这一点上面你可以留意到。
You, from this point, you understand.
我们的祖宗堕落成了罪人。
Our ancestor, he was a sinner.
我们作为他的后裔，我们就成为罪人的后代。
And as his descendants, we are all descendants of sinners.
我们就是成为一个罪人的族类。
We become a race of sinners.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
虽然伊甸园的堕落那个结果是这样一直影响着世世代代。
Although the fall of Eden and continue to affect all generations to come.
但是神在伊甸园的里面已经宣告了救赎的安排。
But God has already declared in the Garden of Eden the arrangement of salvation.
我们能够在主的救赎的里面完全的扭转了改变了我们的地位。
That in His salvation, our position are completely changed.
不单只是地位上面的改变。
Not only positionally we are changed.
而且在性质的上面都改变到回去到神起初做人的目的。
Then our nature is also changed in order to revert back to the original purpose of God making us human beings.
从罪人成为神的儿女。
From sinners, we are children of God.
不再作罪人。
No longer we are sinners.
而是实实在在的神的儿女。
In actual fact, we are children of God.
这个是非常宝贵的救赎的恩典。
This is a precious grace of salvation.
但弟兄姊妹，我们不能不注意一件事情。
But something we have to remember.
伊甸园的故事乃是撒旦要对付神在宇宙里面的计划。
The Garden of Eden, the story tells us that Satan wants to attack God's purpose in the universe.
他要毁坏神所作。
He wants to destroy God's work.
在伊甸园的里面，他毁坏过神所作的一件事情，是他以为是很彻底。
In the Garden of Eden, Satan destroyed God's work, and he thought it was thorough and finished.
但是他没有想到神的救赎，将他所毁坏的重新的恢复。
Not knowing Satan that God's work in salvation is going to revert it completely.
神在救赎的里面将人完全恢复回去神起初的目的。
In God's salvation to humankind, He revert the purpose that He created us in the first place.
这个救赎的方法是撒旦所没有办法能够再去骚扰的。
And this method of salvation, Satan can have no part in it anymore.
但是撒旦并不甘心在这样的事情上面 让神的心意得到完成。
But Satan is not willing to let go the will of God and allow it to come to its fruition.
所以在历世历代以来一直到今日他没有停止过工作来跟神作对。
That is why throughout the ages, Satan has not stopped his attack and working against God.
他是藉着各种各样的方法在人的心思的里面，在人的倾向的里面来做一件工作，就是要叫人从神的面前退下来。
And throughout the ages, using different methods to work in the heart of mind and the tendency of humankind, so that man would come from the presence of God.
甚至说在神的面前不再拣选神。
So that man no longer choose God.
弟兄姊妹，所以在历世历代以来你留意得到当救赎的工作显明的时候，没有太耐的时间。
That's why throughout the ages, when you see the work of salvation finished, but not so soon after that,
Satan 嘅各种嘅骚扰、破坏、阻挡嘅手段、方法就层出不穷嘅，系发生喺教会嘅当中。
Satan's method of destruction, distraction, and deviation working its way in the churches.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God.
撒旦尽管可以做各种各样嘅方法嚟阻挡神嘅工作嘅进行。
May Satan may continue to use his method and schemes, trying to delay the working progress of God.
但系我哋嘅神，佢系按着佢自己嘅定义嚟宣告佢所要做嘅。
But our God, according to His purpose, to declare what He has to do.
除咗喺佢自己救赎嘅旨意之外
，apart from this salvation that He is working,
佢亦同时讲咗一啲嘅话系保护。神的儿女是不偏离在救赎的内容。
He declared through his words that protect the people, children of God from the work of salvation that he has done.
以弗所书是其中的一本很突出的。
The book of Ephesians is one of such book, very special book.
哥罗西书是另外一本很突出的。
And Colossians is another, which is a very special book.
好突出嘅乜嘢呢
？What's so special about this？
好突出嘅神用嚟对付撒旦对神嘅旨意嘅捣乱嘅嗰个指导。
And these are special books, specially designed to counteract the work and schemes of Satan trying to divert the work of God。
弟兄姊妹，你晓得撒旦对人心里边嗰个骚扰系有两个好大嘅法宝。
There are two very special techniques, the method that Satan used to disturb the heart and mind of man.
头一件事情就是用宗教去代替神。
First one is to use religion to replace God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一般这样来看的时候，我们碰到宗教的问题，我们就觉得说，这些都是寻求神的问题。
Generally, we say that religion is a method of man towards looking for God.
但是神若果怜悯我们，叫我们的眼睛，属灵的眼睛是明亮的话呢？
If we are God is being merciful to us, that our eyes are being enlightened.
我们很明显会晓得，一切的宗教都是站在神的对立面的。
Then we realize that all religion opposes God.
你拣选了别的宗教，你就不会要神。
If you choose other religion, then you will not choose God.
因为宗教就代替了神。
Because religion replaces God.
这个是弟兄姊妹在传福音的时候，你很能够经历到这一点。
And this point we are very familiar when we preach gospel to others.
你向佛教的人传福音是辛苦很多。
If you are preaching to a Buddhist,that it is much more difficult for you.
你向回教徒传福音就更加辛苦嘅。
And even more difficult to a Muslim.
因为喺回教嘅宗教信仰嘅里边咧，有相当部分系同埋我哋所相信嘅赐生命嘅主好类似嘅。
Because in the doctrine of the of Islam, there are many similarity of the gospel.Of life that we preach.
人家是接受了那个回教的时候
，If someone has accepted Islam,
他会觉得我哋同埋你哋所相信的神 是有一啲唔同，但是仍然是有相同的地方。
They have a perception that although there are some differences of our religion, and yet there are a lot of similarities.
那感谢主
，But we thank the Lord.
神就用着以弗所书。来去对付这个宗教的目的。
God used the book of Ephesians to deal with the issues of religion.
因为神很显然地叫我们看到所有的宗教不能够叫人成为基督身体的一个部分。
Because God let us to see that no religion can cause us to be part of the body of Christ.
没一个宗教是可以叫你找到一条路可以叫你我成为神的儿女。
And no religion that can cause us to be children of God.
叫我们和神恢复那个正常的关系。
That we can reconcile our relationship to a normal relationship with God.
所以在以弗所书的里面你能够看见神在那里显明了对付 宗教的目的的那个信息。
That's why we see a message in the book of Ephesians, how God deals with the subject of religion.
但是在哥罗西书的里头呢，
Now in the book of Colossians,
我们留意到神是用着哥罗西书给我们一个信息去对付宗教的方法。
And God calls us to see a method of deal with religion in this book as well.
或者是对付宗教的道路。
And that is a way of the teaching of religion.
你怎样能够脱离那个宗教呢？
How are we able to get away from religion?
而能够转回过来是站在神赐生命的这个恩典的里面。
And stand again in the position of God's grace of giving us life.
哥罗西书就给我们这个这么明显的信息。
And Colossians will provide such a clear message.
刚才我留了这么多东西没讲给弟兄姊妹知。
I've missed out a certain point earlier on.
我们说撒旦用着两个方法来去阻挡神的生命的救赎。
We say that Satan used two methods to attack or to counteract the gospel of life.
一个是宗教啦。
One is the religion.
咁另外一个呢？
What about the other one?
干脆就是无神的思想。
Simply put, it's an atheistic thinking.
这两件事呢是撒旦用来对付神，亦是对付神，阻挡神的儿女的两件大法宝。
And these are the two methods, principal methods, that used by Satan to attack God and his children.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
以弗所的信息是叫我们超越过这一切的阻挡。
The message in Ephesians able to overcome all these difficulties.
而今我们来特别注意到哥罗西书的时候，
Now we come to pay attention to the book of Colossians.
我们就晓得另外一方面的事情。
We see another point here.
一切的宗教它有它自己的作用。
There are methods being used in religion.
它在一方面来讲是好似能够满足到人一种的愿望。
On one hand, it seems to satisfy one of aspect of human desires.
而那种的愿望上面的满足呢，可以是限制住我们，甚至都是阻挡住我们去继续去寻求神的自己。
And to satisfy our human desires, sometimes it causes us to be a hindrance for us to seek after God.
当然他仍然是用着那两个法宝的内容来去达成这个目的。
And Satan continues to use a two method to achieve his aims.
如果是无神的话呢，他根本就告诉你知，你没必要去寻求神。
For atheism, there is no need, if there is no God, there's no need for us to seek after God.
因为这件事情根本不存在的，你寻求他做什么？
And if God doesn't exist, there's no point for us to seek after him in the first place.
如果是用宗教上面的这方面去留意的时候呢？
And if you pay attention to the other method of religion,
他会给你看到我们已经找到一种的方法，我们已经找到一条路，这一条路或者说这些方法可以叫我们在神的面前心安理得。
And Satan causes us to have a delusion that somehow we have find a religion, find a method so that we can somehow find peace before God.
因此历世历代以来，神的儿女或者说神的教会都面对着一些这样的骚扰。
Because of that, throughout the centuries, the children of God and the church continue to face similar distraction.
有意无意的叫我们感觉得到，在神的儿子以外，我们仍然可以有方法去解决我们同神中间的问题。
Consciously or otherwise, somehow give us a way, we thinking that we can find our solution outside the Son of God.
我们从教会的历史上面去看，
throughout the history of the church,
我们留意到在五旬节圣灵降临之后，
after the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit,
不是太耐的时间，我们就发现撒旦是用着各种各样的方法来渗到教会的里面来，叫教会失去了方向。
And Satan used various methods to cause his idea to permeate in the church so that the church loses direction.
失去了在神的面前，很明显的是行走在神所预备的道路上面。
The church has lost its purpose and its direction, how it should walk before God.
当日的哥罗西的教会，他们就是碰到这样的骚扰了。
At the time, the church in Colossae, they have come across such a disturbance.
如果我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们会很容易是留意到有一件事。
If you study the book of Acts, then something very easy that we can see.
那是当时在犹太人的当中，他们所守住的犹太人的宗教的那个传统，在教会里面的骚扰是相当的厉害。
Among the churches, the Jews with this tradition in Judaism has caused much disturbance in it.
特别等一下，你读到《使徒行传》十五章的时候，
In the 15th chapter in Acts, we shall see.
你留意到在耶路撒冷这个地方曾经有一次很广泛的、很深入的辩论。
That in Jerusalem, there was an extensive and great debate.
辩论什么呢？
What was the content of the
debate? 究竟外邦人信主得救是根据什么？
On what basis are the Gentiles being saved?
弟兄姊妹，我们看这件事情好似冇乜咁大不了。
It seems to us it is not a big issue.
但如果你睇到嗰个实质嘅问题嘅时候，
you will see the reality.
你就会发现呢件事情係非常非常嘅重要。
Then you see that it is a very significant issue.
佢重要嘅地方喺边个地方？
What is the significant point here?
那係喺彻底地去破坏我哋同神中间嘅恢复和好嘅嗰条路。
That is in order to destroy the only path established between man and God.
弟兄姊妹都晓得神俾我哋嗰个救赎，整件事情从头到尾系根据神嘅儿子嘅所事同埋神嘅儿子嘅所作。
We all know that our salvation based on the character nature of the Son of God and what He has done.
我哋好清楚嘅记得彼得传福音嘅时候所宣告嘅一个事实。
Remember clearly that Peter, when he preached the gospel, he stated,
除他以外别无拯救。
There was no salvation apart from him.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着他来得救。
Because there's no other name in heaven or above that we can rely on to be saved.
但在哥罗西教会当日的日子的里面呢，撒旦所作一个工作就是告诉信主的人知，除了主之外仍然有方法可以让人去到神的面前。
But in the day of in the church in Colossae, then they are suggesting that apart from Jesus Christ, there are other ways that we can be saved.
我们刚才提到的在耶路撒冷教会的辩论，那个辩论就是说外邦人究竟要怎样可以得救。
In the Jerusalem time, the debate was, how could the Gentiles be saved?
因为他们是很清楚很明显的是要守住一件事情。
Because they wanted to hold on to certain things.
因为摩西从神那时将律法接过来给过我们。
Because Moses received the commandment from God and given it unto us.
所以律法是不能够废去的。
So that, and the law cannot be denied.
而我们的主自己又宣告说天地可以废去，律法的一笔一画都不可以废去。
And the Lord Jesus himself stated that heaven and earth can pass away, but not any of the word of God can pass away.
所以在早期的耶路撒冷教会呢，就有一些这样的倾向。
That's why there are tendencies in the early church in Jerusalem.
光是信主，你得不到拯救。
Only believing in Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved.
你必须要信主，然后再加上你守律法，这样外邦人就有机会得救。
You have to follow the law as well as believing, then the Gentiles can be saved. That's what they say.
因为我们犹太人呢，以色列人呢，我们是先守律法然后接受主。
We Jews who follow the laws first and then we accept Jesus Christ.
你们外邦人呢，你们没有律法， 但是你们先接受到主耶稣基督的拯救。
And for you who are Gentiles, who you do not have law, therefore you received the Jesus Christ first.
但你们欠缺了守律法的这个这样的吩咐。
But you are missing out in following the requirement of the law.
所以你们外邦人得救呢，不单只要信主，而且再要加上守律法。
Therefore, for Gentiles to be saved, they say, not only that you have to believe in Jesus Christ, but also you have to follow the law as well.
弟兄姊妹，这件事在道理上面来讲呢，好像是很啱的喎。
Brothers and sisters, in a kind of way, it seems a very logical doctrine.
那乜嘢叫做守律法呢？
What does it mean by following the law?
守律法就是说你要尽咗你所要做的那一份。
Following the law means that you are doing your part and doing your utmost.
我常常是用这样的说话来让弟兄姊妹去领会到律法的那个问题。
I often use this illustration to speak the effect of law.
律法是神的要求。
The law is a requirement from God.
而且律法是用很明显的文字一条一条列在那里。
And law illustrated, demonstrated by clear rules set out in words.
弟兄姊妹记得神给摩西有两块石板，是不是？
Remember there are two tablets of stone given to Moses.
两块石板呢，就是刻上了十条诫命。
And on both tablets marked the Ten Commandments.
所有的律法就是依据这十条诫命做基础来发展出来。
And all the subsequent laws are based on the Ten Commandments in these expressions.
譬如好像利未记里面献祭的条例、服侍神、敬拜神的条例，那是根据十条诫命的主要的内容来发表。
For example, in Leviticus, there is the law of sacrifice and offerings, all based on the spirit established in the Ten Commandments.
生命记上面所指导犹太人他们的生活上面各样的追随，也是根据十条诫命来作基础去发表。
And the requirement for the Israelites in the book of Deuteronomy are also based on the spirit of the Ten Commandments.
换一句说话来讲，就什么叫做律法呢？
In another word, what is the law?
律法就是说神列出了他的要求。
The law says God has listed his requirements.
然后人就按照着你自己所能做的尽力去满足神。
A man would do his utmost to satisfy the requirements of God.
你能够完全的满足神的要求，这样神就说你是一个好人。
If you can fully satisfy God's requirement, then God will pronounce that you are a good man.
你是一个义人。
That you are a righteous man.
弟兄姊妹，这个是律法。
That is the law.
如果我们真的回到律法里面去行走的时候，
If you're going back to the law in order to live our life,
我想我们弟兄姊妹一定能够好像在耶路撒冷那次辩论的时候彼得站上来所讲的那句话。
Then we will be like Peter standing in the crowd in Jerusalem and said,
他说律法是我们的祖宗和我们所没有办法能够承担得起的。
He said the law is something that we and our ancestors are not able to bear.
彼得为什么会讲到这番说话呢？
Why did Peter say that?
原因律法上面有一个这样的很明确的要求。
The reason is that in the law there is a clear requirement.
人如果不是常常照住律法上面的每一样去做到十足，
If man is not able to follow all the requirement of God always,
用圣经的说话来讲，若果人不是常常的守着，
If we do not adhere to the law of God always,
那这个人就要怎样呢？
And what would do with such a man?
律法上面就话呢个人就要被挂喺木头上边。
And the requirement of the law is that he will be hung on a cross.
或者要被石头嚟打死。
Or to be stoned to the death.
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系律法嘅结果。
And that is a result of law.
所有喺律法生活过嘅人，佢哋都发现一件事情。
All those who live under law, they discover one thing.
律法嗰个指导真系好嘅。
That the direction given by law is very good.
但系律法嘅要求，我哋冇一个人可以能够达得到。
But none of us can satisfy the requirements of the law.
既然系咁样嘅话咧，我哋所有嘅人都系落喺律法嘅定罪嘅下边。
Because of that, all of us will be condemned by the law.
弟兄姊妹，呢个就罗马书开头嗰部分所俾我哋留意到嘅。
That is the message from the beginning of the Romans to us.
所有人都犯了罪。
All men have sinned.
所有嘅人都落喺定罪嘅底下。
All men are condemned.
因为冇一个人能够按照律法嘅要求嚟去满足神嘅等候。
Because no one can satisfy all the requirement of God for man.
这个是当时哥罗西教会里面所受到一个最严重的骚扰。
And this is a great disturbance occurred in the church in Colossae.
因为从耶路撒冷教会那时所发出的一些影响，是影响到各个地方都碰到这个这样的骚扰。
And from the disturbance found in Jerusalem, its effect is felt throughout the different churches.
就是说，如果外邦人你要得信主的话呢，你必须你信了主之后好好地再守律法。
That is to say that all Gentiles who are believers and after they believe, they have to follow the law very carefully.
直到如今在基督教的范围的里头呢，仍然有一批人是做好强烈的这样的主张。
Until today, in the Christian circle, there are small group who are very vocal in these requirements.
原谅我讲坦白的这么多，这个就是安息日会。
Forgive me to say very plainly, these are the Seventh-day Adventists.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个这样的影响，影响神的儿女不是很准确的活在神的面前，那件事情不是从前有今天没有，或者说从前没有今天有。
We can see the effect. It is not that happened before and nothing happened now, or happened only now and not before.
等于不是。
No.
从头到尾一直这个是撒旦用这个这样的原则来去骚扰人。
We see that from the beginning to the end, Satan used the same principle to distract us.
律法的原则是一回什么事呢？
What is the principle of the law?
那是说，
And that is to say,
神帮我们做一部分。
God has helped us in one part.
我们自己又要做一部分。
We have to do the other part
ourselves. 这样我们就完整。
And then we make it complete.
等于说这个是律法。
That is law.
刚才我都特别提到了，好吧，律法是神的要求，人去答应。
We mentioned before, the law is a requirement of God so that man can respond to it.
你能够答应，你就蒙福。
If you can respond to the law of God, then you'll be blessed.
你能够答应，你就等候咒诅。
If you cannot respond to the law, then you'll have to wait to be cursed.
但感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
恩典的拯救，神叫我们越过了这个这样的安排。
So the saving grace allow us to overcome this problem.
这个安排是在旧约的日子，神特别要用这样的安排去叫人认识你是谁。
This arrangement of God in the Old Testament is designed so that we understand who we are.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们不过在神面前是罪人。
We are all sinners before God.
我们是没办法答应神的要求。
We can never satisfy God's
requirement. 所以我们都是落在定罪的底下。
That's why we are all condemned before God.
所以你留意到圣经里面讲时候到了。
And that's why the Bible says, when the fullness of time comes,
神就差遣他的儿子来。
God sent his son here.
什么叫做时候到了？
What does it mean that the fullness of time?
时候到了，但是说人从律法的底下感觉到我们到了尽头。
It means that under the pressure of law, man has recognized that we have come to an end.
我们没办法能够靠自己去得着拯救。
We can never be saved by our own efforts.
咁就落在绝望的底下。
That we come to a hopelessness.
但神话，
And God says,
当人感觉绝望的时候，
When men feel that they are hopeless,
那个就是时候到了。
That is the fullness of time.
当人认识自己的时候，
When men realize and understand little bit about themselves,
神就差遣他儿子来了。
God sent his son.
他儿子来到的时候就做什么呢？
What did his son come when he came?
将神的救赎的恩典显明给人。
Bringing forward to us the grace of salvation.
究竟什么叫做恩典呢？
What is grace then?
恩典乃是话。
Grace is.
神的要求没有改变。
The requirement of God have not changed.
但神自己去答应那个要求。
But God himself is to answer his own requirement.
然后将神自己答应了要求的那个结果就赏赐给人做人的享用。
And bringing unto us the fruit of his accomplishment of the law and give to us as a gift so that we can enjoy the benefit.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是恩典。
That is grace.
因此你看到神的要求没有改变到。
Therefore, we see that the requirement of God have not changed.
我们的主耶稣到地上来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus come into this world,
他是按照律法的要求去满足神所要的。
According to the requirement of the law, he satisfied God.
他自己个人是完全满足神的要求。
He personally, perfectly, completely satisfied God's
requirement. 所以我们的父一再在那处印证一件事话，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
And time and again, God the Father declared, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
但是他不是单单只是为着他自己在神的面前活得对，来满足神的要求。
Not only that the Lord satisfied God and lived before God just for himself.
他又站在我们的地位上面，来去满足神的要求。
The Lord Jesus stand in our position to satisfy God's requirement.
他怎样站在我们的地位上面来满足神的要求呢？
How did he stand on our position to satisfy
God? 弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
我哋冇办法能够满足神嘅要求。
We can never satisfy God's requirement.
咁啊，结果系乜嘢呢？
And what would be the result?
结果乃系我哋必须要俾律法定罪，以至于死。
That we will be condemned by the law and to be put to death.
所以你就睇见我哋嘅主喺地上嘅时候，佢亦站在我哋嘅地位上边。
That's why when the Lord was on earth, He stood in our position.
我哋冇办法答应神嘅要求。
We could not satisfy God's requirement.
我们必须要死在神的定罪的底下。
We have to be put to death under the condemnation.
我们的主就站在我们的地位上。
The Lord stood in our position.
替我们去接受律法的结局。
He received the punishment of sin on our behalf.
这个就是我们的主死在十字架上面的那个原因。
That is the reason why the Lord died on the cross.
所以在我们的主身上面来讲，
That is why for the Lord himself,
他替我们活去活在神的要求的里面。
He lived for us before God and for all His requirement on
us. 他又替我们死，是活在神的律法定罪的结果。
And He died for us in the position that we would suffer the consequence of God's law on us.
因此在旧约里面，神赐律法的目的在主的身上面是已经完成的。
That is why the God's purpose of setting the law in the Old Testament are completed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们的身上也完成了。
And on us also completed.
律法叫我们认识我们自己是什么。
The law caused us to understand who we are.
我们是一个绝望的罪人。
We are hopeless sinners.
我们是一个没有路可以行走到神面前去的人。
There is no way we can come before God.
但感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在救赎的恩典里面，我们的主为我们愿满足了神的要求，又为我们打开了一条路，带我们去到神的面前。
In His saving grace, the Lord has satisfied the requirement of the law and opened up a way for us to God.
但是神的儿子所做的这件事情，
and these things that the Son of God has done,
在当日哥罗西教会的里面就受到骚扰。
It was being disturbed and attacked in a church in Colossae.
那班守住律法的人就说，你们这样信主不得。
Those who are adhering to the law, they say, this is not good enough for you to just believe.
你们非要守律法不可。
You have to follow the law.
你不守律法就不可以。
It is not possible for you not to.
虽然你是信了主。
Even though you have believed in the law.
星期六你只是要守安息。
On Saturday, you have to keep the Sabbath.
有乜嘢过唔去嘅事情，你还得要去揾个祭司同你献祭。If
there's something wrong with you, then you have to find a priest to offer sacrifice for you.
所以最好你喺屋企里边养多几只牛同埋羊。
It is better for you to keep some sheep and some cow at home.
要用嘅时候，你就马上可以攞到出嚟。
So that if you need it, just in case, you will find them in
need. 咁就去献赎罪祭咯。
Then you will seek, offer sin offerings.
就算你唔需要献赎罪祭，你要寻求神嘅喜悦，你都要去献个燔祭。
All of sacrifice of burnt offerings.
弟兄姊妹，我哋感谢我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
佢叫我哋喺主嘅救赎嘅里边，系为我哋做咗一个好圆满嘅解决。
He's let us see that in His salvation, He has made a complete arrangement for us.
以致彼得能够好强烈嘅喺嗰处提到，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间冇赐下别嘅名，可以叫人因佢得救。
So that Peter can declare so openly that apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no other name that we can rely on to be saved.
而喺哥罗西教会当日咧，又受到另外一个骚扰。
And in the church in Colossae, there was also other disturbance.
除咗律法之外，你仲受到另外一个骚扰。
Apart from the law, there was also other disturbance.
呢个骚扰咧，如果用当时嘅历史嚟讲，就系话系受到哲学思想嘅骚扰。
In their terms, it was philosophy. That it has affected them.
但呢个哲学思想咧，又套入咗一啲神嘅观念喺嗰度。
And then they have somehow mixed the philosophical thinking with the word of God.
所以呢，如果你讲得更清楚呢，就系话有一啲好特别嘅神学嘅思想喺嗰处嚟骚扰住神嘅言论。
Or you can put it another way, that there are some theological thinking and system that has disturbed the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我哋留意到，虽然今日我哋所面对嘅唔再系哥罗西嘅当日嗰个骚扰嘅内容。We
pay attention that today we may not have the exact disturbance of the church in Colossae.
但系今日神嘅儿女受着哲学嘅思想，或者干脆嘅嚟讲，系受着神学嘅思想嗰个影响。
But today we find that the children of God continue to be affected and distracted by theology and also by philosophy. Especially in today's day.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意到，人认为神学嘅思想系比神嘅话语高一层。
And many people consider the theology is much more advanced than the word of God.
你可以唔需要理会神嘅话点样讲，但你不能不注意神学思想系点样发表。They
say that you don't have to pay too much attention to the word of God, but you have to pay a lot of attention to their theology.
你要留意到神学系究竟话俾你一啲系一回咩事。Pay
attention to what theology is supposed to teach you.
弟兄姊妹，所以你发现到喺近代，特别喺我哋呢个咁嘅世代。 我哋发现到围绕住我哋嘅各种各样嘅神学思想
，pay attention to many different strands of theology surrounding us today。
喺多年前一个好流行嘅神学思想就叫做成功神学。
A few years ago, a very popular theology is the theology of prosperity。
咁乜嘢叫做成功神学呢
？What does it mean by this theology of prosperity？
佢话成功神学就系话。What
it says is，
如果你系喺神嘅祝福嘅里边。If
you are being blessed by God，
你所有嘅事，你所作嘅事业一定系成功嘅。简单嘅嚟讲就系咁。Simply
put， everything that you touches will be prosperous and successful。
所以因此咧，你哋喺地上嚟生活嘅时候，必须要去追求喺事业上面嘅成功。
Therefore, when you live your life in this world, you have to seek success and prosperity in all that you do.
你事业上面成功，就证明你系喺神嘅祝福嘅里边。
If you can demonstrate success in your work, then you, by definition, are blessed by God.
如果你嘅事业唔得成功，就系话你梗系唔系一个寻求神嘅人。
If you are not successful in all that you do, then it indicates that you are not one that seeks
after God. 当然，我系好简单咁样嚟。 去表达嗰件事。
Perhaps I have often simplified their theology.
但除了成功神学之外呢
？And apart from this theology of prosperity，
各种各样嘅神学跑出嚟
，many strands of theology comes up。
譬如又好似话敬拜神学
，worship
就系近代近到而家喺我哋眼前嘅最流行嘅一种神学思想。
And this is a modern theology that appears among us now。
甚至知道早冇耐嘅时候呢又跑到一啲叫做环保神学。
And others are ecological theology.
弟兄姊妹各式各样我都数唔到咁多俾弟兄姊妹去了解领悟。
There are all kinds of theology being put forward. So much that I'm going to lose count.
因为咁样嘅咁从神学思想嚟影响到神嘅儿女追求嘅方向同埋目的呢係非常非常嘅厉害。
And all these ideas are coming to disturb the heart and mind of the children of God.
喺当日嘅哥罗西教会所碰到嘅神学思想上面或者物质学俾佢哋嗰个影响系一回咩事
?And what will be the result of the effect of such theology and philosophy in the church in Colossae?
喺当时呢佢哋就系话系强调人嘅智慧。
At the time, they expound the wisdom of man.
因为在当日他们在神学 在他们哲学的派别的里面有一批人特别称为叫做诺斯底派 Gnostics.
At that time, there was a group called the Gnostics.
他们主要的内容乃是说很强调人是要透过智慧去成为神
that they expounded that through the wisdom and understanding the man would become God.
我简单咁样提一提就好。
And this is a very brief outline of what.
佢哋嘅主张就系话
，and their expounding is this
喺神同人中间
，before man and God
系有好多嘅阶层
，there are many steps.
人系喺最底嘅阶层。
The man is at the bottom of it.
神是在最高的阶层。
And God is at the highest.
然后在人和神中间有很多很多的阶层。
And there are different faces between man and God.
每个阶层的里面那些都是天使。
And each of these steps are angels.
从低级的天使到高级的天使。
And the low level, low ranking angels to the high ranking
angels. 人如果懂得会用自己的那个智慧或者努力。
And if man uses wisdom and efforts,
你能够从人升格去到低级的天使
then you can be elevated from human being to the low class angel.
如果你继续要去喺咁样嚟行走嘅时候
and you continue to progress,
你能够从低级的天使升到高级的天使
then you be promoted from a low ranking angel to a higher ranking, and continue to be promoted and higher and higher,
到到最高级的天使
until the highest ranking angel.
天使同埋最高级的天使同埋神之间呢是很接近
and then the highest ranking angels will be very close to God.
如果你继续系咁努力嘅
if you continue to pay effort,
你就可以成为神
and you become God.
丁兄们呢个都系当时嗰个咁样嘅神学思想我哋姑且话
and this was their theological thinking at the time.
而呢个咁样嘅思想呢又好适合人嘅理智嘅噃
and this idea satisfy man's intellect.
因为系肯定你自己嘛。
Because it confirms yourself.
你说我现在能够达到那个样的地步是我的努力的结果嘛。
You say, I attained to this position because of my own effort.
这个很满足人的正义感。
It confirms man's ideal of himself.
也很满足人的那种自我陶醉的。
And his self-satisfying and self-righteous attitude.
但是哎呀我现在慢慢我就嚟到神嗰处。
He said, I'm gradually becoming God.
我再得咁多我就可以成为神。
Very close, I will be God himself.
呢个系当日哥罗西教会所面对住嘅一个骚扰。
That was the disturbance affecting the church at Colossae at the time.
等知唔知留意。
Please pay attention.
当日哥罗西嘅所受到嘅骚扰主要嘅系呢两个咁样嘅内容。
These are the two main area of disturbance at the church in Colossae.
如果呢两个内容呢如果你要将它分类的话将它分别的话呢你可以这样去分别。
If you want to differentiate between these two groups, you can put it like this.
律法主义是叫人去禁欲。
And those who are following the law, you have to refrain from all lustful things.
诺斯底嗰个主义呢，系叫人去纵欲。
Those the Gnostics, they are to indulge.
但系唔管佢哋系点样，系相反嘅方向。
Whether it's one way or the opposing way.
但佢哋嘅一个共同嘅相同嘅性质。
There is a common principle.
就系靠自己，满足自己。
That is to rely on themselves to satisfy themselves.
弟兄姊妹，当几时人喺嗰处嚟强调人嘅本身能够成就一切嘅话
？Whenever we rely on ourselves to accomplish anything，
嗰个结果就系将神摆去另外一边。
The end result is that we put God on the side。
呢个系当时影响到哥罗西教会好厉害嘅一啲嘅情形。
And this is the situation affecting the church in Colossae。
但弟兄姊妹，我哋所留意嘅唔系当时嘅情形。
Our attention should not be paid what happened then。
因为当时嘅情形，如今你唔再见到啦。
Because what happened then, we do not.
因为佢哋过去咗，亦几乎我哋可以话永远过去咗。
Because we can say they're almost completely be in the past。
但系嗰个原则呢
？Yet the principle
一直到如今。并未有的咁多嘅降低。
The principle remains the same even today.
呢个就系刚才我特别提到，神喺嗰个日子嘅里边，用着保罗去写出哥罗西书，系乃系俾我哋去领会到，并且系掌握住嚟去对付一切宗教嘅思想。
That's why the Lord allowed Paul to write this letter to counteract the effect of religion.
因此哥罗西书的里面为什么是突出了基督是教会的头呢
?Why in the church of, in the book of Colossians, it highlighted that the Christ is the head of the church?
那是给我们看到人和神中间的一切是绝对的是根据基督。
And we see that everything between God and man, they rely on Christ alone.
离开了基督人冇路去到神嘅面前。
Apart from Christ, there's no way to God.
离开咗基督，人冇条件去承接神嘅荣耀同丰富。
Apart from Christ, man have no way to receive the fullness and the glory.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
With praise our God and.
我讲咗呢一番嘅话，乃系俾弟兄姊妹了解得到哥罗西书从主嗰度赐下嚟嘅嗰个属灵嘅背景。
I'd like to give you the background why the book of Colossians was given to us.
因为这个属灵的背景呢不是单单只是限于哥罗西当日的事的情形。
The background not only confined to the church in Colossae.
而是同时呢是继续不停的来影响着历世历代。
But it continued to affect the churches throughout the ages.
所以我们今天来读哥罗西书的时候
,Today when we study the book of Colossians,
我们仍然是在哥罗西书的里面掌握到神讲话的那个目的来对付在如今我们所面对的各种各样把神的儿女带离神的路的。
We are to find the principle from this book of Colossians,to counteract all the disturbance that we today has encountered.
譬如好似话
,for example,
喺近呢二三十年
,in this 20-30 years,
喺称为信主嘅人嘅嗰个范围嘅里面有一种嘅主张或者话趋势。
And among the children of God, there is a tendency or there are some ideas floating around.
所谓就是那个敬拜的诗敬拜的神学。
And this is this theology of worship.
在二三十年上个世纪的80年代的时候开始。
From the 1980s onwards.
有人就在那里发表一些的主张。
And there are people who expounded this idea.
听说神
在人中间呢，好长好长的时间失落了有一样东西很重要的。
And say God has lost among the children of God something very important.
就是神对人，就是人对神的敬拜。
And that is a worship that man should give to God.
所以呢，他说，如今呢，神就要来将那个敬拜在神的儿女的中间来恢复。
And so God is to restore such a worship among the children.
他们怎样去恢复呢？
How are they to restore this worship?
他就说，你看看神从前是怎样教导以色列人去敬拜。
You have to pay attention how God teach the Israelites in their worship.
你留意圣殿当日怎样敬拜。
Pay attention how worship took place in the temple.
如今我们就要回到去 圣殿那个敬拜的样式的路。
Now we're going back to the model being set aside for us in the temple.
他们就跑到去旧约的圣殿，跑到诗篇的里面，就找到一些经文。
And then they found in the Old Testament, in the Psalm, certain Bible verses.
他说从前的敬拜是这样的。
And say the worship in the past was like this.
神在人中间失去这种敬拜，很久了，数很久了，千几两千年了。
And God has lost such worship among men for over 1,000 years.
如今是神恢复敬拜的时候。
Now this is time for God's recovery.
所以呢，就由敬拜神学地影响到今日好多基督教嘅聚会里面嗰个样式。
And for such theology, it's affected much of Christian worship today in churches.
但系佢哋忘记咗一件事情。
But one thing that they have forgotten.
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得主同撒玛利亚嘅妇人喺罪家井旁嗰番嘅谈话。
If we remember the Lord speaking to the Samaritan woman in the well beside Sychar.
主老早指出咗，如今呢一个时候
，The Lord said already, now is the time.
敬拜唔系再翻到去耶路撒冷
，Worship is no longer going back to Jerusalem.
敬拜亦跟唔系根据喺山上边，即系根据拜偶像嘅嗰类嘅形式。
The worship no longer depend the pattern on the mountain, the way to worship.
咁系根据乜嘢
？What should our worship be
about? 主自己话，那系根据心灵同埋诚实。
It depend on spirit and in truth.
呢个系中文嘅翻译。
And the Bible Chinese translation says.
实际嘅意思就系话
，The actual meaning is
你要根据同神嘅性质相符合，而且同神嘅真理系相符合。
That is aligned to the nature of God and to the truth.
因为心灵同诚实乃是根据一个事实来表达的。
The spirit and truth rely on, based on one thing.
那个是什么事实呢？
And what is that truth?
神是什么？
Who is God?
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
我们中文圣经就说神是个灵。
The Chinese Bible says God is a spirit.
但是圣经里面表达给我们的呢，不是神是一个灵。
And the Bible expressed to us that God is not just a spirit.
但是讲到神的性质是灵。
But rather, the nature, the character of God is
spiritual. 如果你要敬拜神的话呢，
Therefore, if you want to worship God,
你必须在灵里面去敬拜。
You've got to be spiritual.
并且你要按照真理去执行。
And such worship must also be in truth as well.
讲到在灵里面去敬拜
，those who are worshiping in spirit，
那是讲到在救恩的里面，神俾我哋灵苏醒过嚟，我哋嘅灵同神能够相通。
That in salvation our spirit was quickened so that we can have fellowship with God's spirit。
所以系从里面出嚟。
So it is from within，
唔系外边做乜嘢
，not the external behavior。
喺你里面有嘅系乜嘢
？What is found in you that is？
你系向着神，还是唔向着神
？Whether you are pointing your worship towards God or not？
似神定系唔似神
？Whether we are like God or not？
嗰个保护呢，就保护喺真理嘅里边。
And we are being protected by truth。
唔单止个灵系要对
，Not only that our spirit have to be right，
所作嘅一切唔能够离开咗神嘅真道。
All that we do cannot deviate from the truth。
但等之会有几多神嘅儿女能够领会到，我哋系不停嘅受到各种各样主以外嘅 心思来影响我们的追求。
How many of us are affected by things outside the Lord and affecting our minds?
所以从当日哥罗西一直到今日， so, 我们是面对着好多好多属灵上面的骚扰，叫我们在主的面前条路走得不够正直。
From the day in Colossae until today, that throughout these centuries, the children of God are being affected so that our paths with God are not straight.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
他将哥罗西书想赐给我们。
He has given to us this book of Colossians.
向我们指出了那条准确跟随主的路。
Pointing to us a very clear direction.
简单的来讲，
simply put,
你要知道他就是教会的头。
You've got to know that the Lord is the head of the church.
一切是根据他。
Everything rely on him.
我们同神的关系的开始是根据他。
Our relationship with God begins with him.
存在的这件事情是根据他。
We exist based on him.
我们享用神自己的荣耀的丰富仍然是根据他。
The fact that we can enjoy the fullness and glory of God depend on him.
离开了神的儿子耶稣基督。
Apart from the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
人在神面前是完全没路的。
And man have got, we're totally lost before God.
人以为寻找到路。
We think we will find a way.
结果那个人以为的路就将那条真正的路来封闭了。
The way that we think is found in natural fact is become a roadblock.
但我们感谢赞美我们的主。
With praise and thank our Lord.
他将哥罗西书想赐给我们。
He's given to us this book of
Colossians. 叫我们很清楚地看到跟随主的路是怎样的一条路。
We can clearly see a path to follow the Lord.
跟随主的实际是怎样的一个内容。
What is the practical content in this pursuit?
弟兄姊妹，我介绍哥罗西书的大概就到呢处为止。
This is a brief introduction of this book of Colossians.
让弟兄姊妹晓得点解我哋读哥罗西书呢？
So that we understand why we are to read this book of Colossians.
因为喺呢个弯曲拨谬嘅世代嘅里边，我哋真真实实系需要让主俾我哋睇到嗰条准确嘅、正直嘅。
Because in this crooked and evil generation, we need to know the path of the Lord, which is straight, which is light.
好啊，而家我哋开始要入到去哥罗西嘅本文啦里边。
Now we are entering into the content in the book of Colossians.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋翻到哥罗西书嘅本文里边嘅时候
，We come back to the content, the text here.
你一开始你就睇到保罗喺嗰度写呢封信。
You see the beginning of the book of Colossians.
在那里介绍他自己。
Paul introduced himself.
又介绍哥罗西书的那个大概的内容。
And introduced the brief reason for this writing.
所以一般读圣经的人都会留意到书信的部分开头那的这么多的说话可以讲是那个书信的内容的序言。
And those people who are well read understand that the very beginning of the letter is an introduction summarizing the purpose of this writing.
如果你能够掌握住这个序言的部分，你就知道下底下的很详尽的所交通的 是什么的事情。
If you can understand fully the introduction, then you would understand the content thereafter.
所以当我们看到本文的时候，
So when you see the content of this book,
虽然我们不是看到逐句逐字这样去斟酌，
even though we're not going to study verse by verse, word by word,
但是一些关键性的内容呢，我们绝对不能够忽略。
But we cannot overlook some of the critical issues here.
有一些的说话，我们以为话，哦，那些不过是口头禅来的。
Some expression we think sometimes is only a formality.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你留意到主用着保罗咁样去写出来嘅时候，系有意思喺里头。
And if you pay attention, you will realize that God caused Paul to write it for a purpose.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，因为刚才我哋介绍到哥罗西嘅书嗰个属灵嘅背景嘅时候，你知道当时嗰个神儿女心思里头嗰种嘅混乱。
Earlier on, we have made a brief introduction of the background whereby the church in Colossae was experiencing. You know the disturbance that they had.
而呢个混乱你要去澄清嘅时候
，and when they have to clear these issues，
首先你就要揾出个问题嘅焦点喺边处。
What were the crux of the problem？
你揾到嗰个问题嘅焦点，你就有咗嗰个起点。
If you find the crux of the problem， then you begin to see the solution。
去面对嗰啲引发骚扰嘅问题
，and in order。To deal with the confusion caused by the
enemy. 头一件事情，弟兄姊妹你要留意嘅系乜嘢
？What was the first thing we notice here？
系保罗写呢封信，佢系企喺一个乜嘢嘅地位上边嚟写
？That is on what position Paul, when he wrote this letter, was based？
我哋觉得非常有意思嘅就系保罗写咗好多封信。
We find it very interesting that Paul has written many letters.
每一封信佢开头嘅时候就按着。当时人的习惯都是先介绍自己。
And very often when people's opinion was that they introduce themselves.
我们写信的人是哪个
？Who am I who's write this
letter？ 就唔似而家我哋写信。
It's not like our letter writing.
而家我哋嘅写信中外都是一样。
Whether in the West or in China, it's the same.
最开头嘅就系边个收嗰封信
？At the beginning, the recipient of the letter.
最拉尾先就系写信嘅人。
At the very end, you finish off with the writer.
但喺当日咧，呢个习惯啱啱调翻转。
In those days, the tradition was the opposite.
系先讲咗边个写呢封信
？They write who was the writer，
然后先再讲其他
，and then deal with the rest。
喺保罗。咁多封书信嘅里边
，in many of the Paul's letter，
佢唔系每一封书信介绍自己都完全系一样。
Not all the letters introduce himself the same。
喺封书信嘅里边咧，都多多少少有啲咁多唔同。
And each of the letters are slight differences。
我唔详细同弟兄姊妹去睇留意呢件。
I'm not going to。Pay details attention to
this. 我只是提俾弟兄姊妹，你留意佢点样介绍佢自己，同埋嗰封书信嘅个主题嘅内容系有好密切嘅关系。
The way that he introduced himself linked very much closely to the content of the letter.
但系喺保罗嘅书信嘅里边咧，有几封信。佢介紹自己咧，係用相同嘅一個內容。
But a number of the Pauline letters introduce himself the same。
我哋好容易能夠睇得到嘅。
Very easily we find
喺哥林多前書、後書
，First Corinthians、Second Corinthians，
喺以弗所書、喺哥羅西書
，Ephesians、Colossians
呢幾卷書嘅裏邊咧，你好清楚睇到。保罗点样介绍佢自己
？Clearly we see how Paul introduced himself。
但保罗咁样介绍佢自己，有冇原因嘅呢
？Was there any reason for him to introduce himself in this way？ Yes。
系咩原因呢
？What are the reasons？
就系嗰封书信里边所交通出嚟嘅嗰个属灵嘅内容有关联。
And it linked very much to the content of the letter about to write。
如果弟兄姊妹啱先你能够了解到哥罗西教会嘅嗰个难处
，We understand the difficulties in the church in Colossae。
你点样去体会嗰个难处发生嘅原因
？What was the reason for the difficulties？
如果你睇嗰个外表，你只系睇到话，有啲全律法嘅人，有啲全神学嘅人，走嚟就叫。神的儿女受到骚扰。
Outwardly you say, oh, these children of God are confused by those who are preaching the law and those who are preaching philosophy.
这个你是从外表去看那件事。
Outwardly that seems to be the case.
但是属灵的事情神从来不叫我们看外表。
But spiritual things God never asks us to look at.
神叫我们看里头。
God wants us to pay attention to the inner meaning.
外表的表现是这样。
Outwardly, it seems like.
但里头嗰个原因系乜嘢
？What is the reason behind inside？
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
With the praise and
thank God. 当你睇到哥罗西书嘅时候
，When you look at the book of Colossians，
你留意到保罗点样介绍自己咧
？How did Paul introduce himself？
保罗好简单，喺呢处介绍。
Simply he introduced。
佢话系奉神嘅旨意作耶稣基督嘅使徒。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God。
重点喺边度咧
？What is the emphasis？
重点唔系佢作使徒。
Not that he is an apostle.
重点唔喺嗰度讲，我系使徒。
Not that he is an apostle.
而家我嚟向你哋讲话嘅时候，你哋要听。
I'm going to talk to you. Pay attention to me.
重点唔系喺呢处。
That's not the issue.
呢件根本唔系大事。
That's not a big issue.
大事喺边处呢
？What is a big issue?
佢点解做使徒
？Why was he an apostle?
佢根据乜嘢去做使徒
？On what basis was he an apostle?
呢个系嗰个重点。
That was the main emphasis.
咁个重点系乜嘢呢
？What's the emphasis?
就喺神嘅旨意嘅里边。
The will of God.
我作使徒。
I am an apostle.
因为我系俾喺神嘅旨里边，神系咁样安排。
Because in the will of God, He has ordained that I should be
such. 我今日做使徒，乃系跟上神嘅旨意。
I am an apostle today by the will of God.
嗱，等住，而家我哋要问一个问题。
Now we have to ask a question.
咁保罗作使徒，咁系当然系神嘅旨意啦。
Yes, of course, Paul is an apostle by the will of God.
你唔讲人，你都知道嘅啦。
Even if you do not say it, people would know it.
为什么要讲啫
？Why did he have to say it?
如果真系要咁样讲。
If you put it like this,
佢应该封封信都系咁讲就啱。
He should write it on every single letter.
就合理。
Then it's reasonable.
合我哋嘅所以为系对嘅程序。
They would accept, they would agree with our expectation.
但系就唔系封封信，保罗都系咁介绍自己。
But it was not how Paul introduced himself in all the letters.
特别喺呢几封信里边，保罗系咁介绍自己。
Only in these few letters, in this way.
如果你会问。
Then you would ask,
点解
？Why？
为咩事呢
？Why should it be like this？
等住你好容易发现嗰个问题。
Then you find a question here。
因为喺呢哥林多教会，以弗所同哥罗西
，in the church in Corinth, Ephesus and Colossae，
佢哋都有一个好特殊嘅情形，同埋神嘅旨意系发生关系。
That they have a problem linked with the will of God。
哥林多教会他们在神的面前是偏离了神的旨意。
In the church in Corinth, the children of God deviated from the will of God.
所以在哥林多教会里面有很多的混乱。
That is why there was much confusion in Corinth.
如今神要用着保罗的交通来去矫正他们的混乱。
Now God used the letter of Paul to correct their confusion.
在哥罗西呢
In Colossae,
刚才顶尖问我哋交通落佢哋嘅情形嘅时候，你晓得又系另一方面嘅混乱。
We saw another kind of confusion in there.
所以神要用着保罗去写呢封信去矫正佢哋嘅混乱。
And God used letter to correct their confusions.
咁唔管系哥林多嗰个混乱系属于生活嘅内容嘅。
Whether in Corinth the confusion was to do with the living.
而哥罗西嘅混乱咧，系属于信仰嘅内容嘅，或者话同神嘅关系呢个内容嘅。
And the confusion in Colossae to do with the belief and the relationship with God.
佢哋都系混乱。
This confusion just.
所以要将佢哋带翻到唔混乱，带翻去正常。
To bring them out of confusion back to normality.
咁点样将佢哋带翻去呢
？How could it be brought back？
首先就要让佢睇到。他们所以混乱的原因在哪里
Then they will see why they were confused in the first place.
他们混乱的原因就是离开了神的旨意。
Because they have deviated from the will of God.
他们混乱的原因就是说他们不再留心神的旨意。
Because they no longer pay attention to the will of God.
他们只留心神旨意以外的事物。
They were paying too much attention outside the will of God.
说得清楚一点就是说他们只留意自己的那个满足。
In another word, only satisfying their own self.
他们只留意自己的那个倾向。
Only their own tendencies.
而没有留意到神的旨意究竟是怎样安排。
Not paying attention to how the will of God should be arranged.
所以保罗一开始就摆出一个非常明确的照明在那里。
So Paul has put forward very clear direction here.
我保罗是作使徒。
I, Paul, an apostle.
但我作使徒不是根据我自己。
But my apostleship is not dependent on myself.
我作使徒但是根据神的旨意。
But based on the will of God.
我是为了执行神的旨意来作使徒。
In order to execute the will of God, I am an apostle.
我感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank God.
弟兄姊妹一开始用介绍自己的那个说话就点出了哥罗西教会在神面前走迷的那个根本的原因。
By Paul's own introduction, he has pointed to us the problem of the church in Colossae and the way that they were confused.
因为你们不再留心神的旨意。
Because you no longer pay attention to the will of God.
以致造成到今天这样的光景。
And causing the situation of today.
保罗 是用这么简单的说话来点一点。
And in such a simple way that Paul has pointed
out. 然后在底下他的话的里面的时候就讲得深入点了，讲得明确的那么多了。
And it follows with an explanation.
我们看到那里的时候我们才看。
And we will come to that point later on.
然后呢是同除了保罗还有哪个写这封信呢？
Apart from Paul, who else wrote this letter?
他说还有提摩太。
Also Timothy.
弟兄姊妹你留意到他说是作使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太。
He said, Paul and Timothy are brother.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这处你又要留意了。
You have to pay attention here also.
如果留第一件事情提摩太是谁？
Who is Timothy?
提摩太当然在保罗当日作使徒的时候他不是使徒。
At the time when Paul was an apostle, Timothy was not an apostle.
当保罗写哥罗西书的时候保罗的生命的成熟已经到了一个相当的地步。
When he was writing this letter, Paul's spiritual life was very mature.
但是提摩太呢？
How about Timothy?
提摩太是一个年轻的弟兄。
He was a young brother.
是保罗的同工。
Yes, he's a co-worker with Paul.
但是他是在属灵的年日是浅的。
And spiritually speaking, he was rather young.
在神面前的经历呢是不是那么丰厚的。
And his experience in God is not so rich.
在人的眼里来看呢他是后生仔。
In the eyes of man, he is only a young man.
按照一般人的观念来讲
And humanly speaking,
提摩太你凭乜嘢同保罗摆埋一齐
？Why is he putting Timothy together with Paul？
但弟兄姊妹，呢个系世俗嘅眼光，唔系属灵嘅实际。
But brothers and sisters, it is only a worldly idea, but not a spiritual reality.
喺神嘅眼里边，神睇唔系睇我哋企喺个乜嘢嘅位置。
In the eyes of God, it is not where we stand.
神睇系睇你企喺边一个地方。
God is to see.Where are you standing?
你站在哪邊?
Where are you standing?
你站在東區?
You're standing in East London?
你站在 Portsmouth?
Or Portsmouth?
或者說你站在 Southampton?
Or Southampton?
還有
Somewhere else?
你站在其他
And other places?
頂住不是看你站在什麼的位置
And God is not seeing
position.
God is not seeing not where your position.
神所睇嘅系你企喺边一度
，but where you are.
弟兄姊妹，神睇我哋系睇你系企喺基督里边，抑或唔系喺基督里边。
In another word, God is to see whether you are in Christ or not in Christ.
如果你喺基督嘅里边
，if you are in Christ,
你系神所悦纳。
Then you will be accepted by God.
所有在基督里面的人
All those who are in Christ,
他们没有高低的那个区别
There will be no difference between high or low position.
都是神的儿子
And they're all children of God, son of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神
We worship and praise our God.
但我特别要留意的是这个地方
I want to pay attention in this place.
不是刚才我哋话你企喺边度
？We're not saying in what position you are，
而系留意到点解系提摩太同保罗喺呢处
，but rather why Paul and Timothy are put together。
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God。
保罗如今所交通出嚟嘅系一个真理嘅问题。
Paul is to preach to share the issue of faith。
所以你留意到保罗所有嘅书信呢？都特别是提及到一件事情他不是单独在那处来发表。
And you notice then, not by him alone that he expressed these opinions.
他一定有弟兄同埋他一起在那处去发表的交通。
He always found brothers to be with him to express such a truth.
弟兄有什么意思
?What is the meaning then, brothers and sisters?
你说当然啦他同埋他一起同工嘛那么写信的时候只是写自己不写埋那个好像不给面子他那
样。Oh, you say, of course he put it together because they were co-workers. If he didn't put his name down, it seems that he's slighting him.
弟兄姊妹不是这个这么世俗的意思。
Brothers and sisters, we're not involved in such a worldly idea.
来到主的面前人还讲面子这个人就是很不值得 主在他身上面来显明神的工作。
Before God, if we're still concerned about face and about respect, then we really are not worthy of God, working for God.
因为人来到神的面前，你可以注视的呢，那是神的自己。
Because before God, we only pay attention to God Himself.
不再是神以外的人事物。
No longer the man and other events outside God.
我们看到他里面的话的时候，我再给弟兄姊妹看到，在神的眼里面是怎样看在地上的人事物。
Then when we come to the content later on, I shall illustrate this point again.
但是在提摩太和保罗一同在这处来交通这个哥罗西书的信息。
Here we find Paul and Timothy together share the message to the church in Colossae.
乃是叫我们看到有两点。
There are two points that we can see.
第一
First,
因为这个是真理的交通。
This is a sharing of the truth.
所以真理不是一个人话了算。
The truth cannot be, dictated by one person.
是有讲话的人。
Yes, there are some who speaks.
同时有印证的人。
And those who confirm as well.
弟兄姊妹你留意到。
Pay attention here, brothers and
sisters. 所以这是主要是保罗在说讲话。
Here we find that Paul mainly the speaker.
但是保罗在这说讲的话。
But here when Paul spoke,
提摩太的里面全部阿们。
Timothy completely amen to what he says.
你没办法能够会想到保罗在这处讲一些的话，提摩太在这处话不阿们。
You cannot imagine that when Paul was writing this, that Timothy was not agreeing in them.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这是一个非常重要的事情，是对于神的儿女。
For the children of God, this is very important.
原因在哪里呢?
What is the reason?
就是关乎提摩太在这个地方里面所站的那个地位。
The position where Timothy stood here.
他站的是什么地位呢?
What position Timothy was standing?
当然,从人的眼里面来看,是同工,是保罗的同工。
Humanly speaking, he is a co-worker with Paul.
但是在圣灵的观察的底下呢,提摩太是站在一个见证人的地位。
Yet in the sight of the Holy Spirit,Timothy was a witness.
We thank and praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
你怎么会拿到见证人那里去的？
But why you bring this witness into this talking?
弟兄姊妹，你记得在从旧约一路到新约。
Remember in the Old Testament to the New Testament.
你能够体会到神发表一件事情。
That when God to express an issue.
他说若果作为见证的话。
He said that if there is a witness,
你必须是两三个人。
At least two or three people.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇到我哋嘅主差遣门徒出去服侍嘅时候。
So when the Lord sent his disciples to go and preach the gospel,
佢系两个两个咁样差遣出去。
He sent them in twos.
点解系两个两个咁差遣出去
？Why did he send them in twos?
我哋如果从表面去睇就话
，Outwardly speaking, we will say,
哎，彼此有啲照顾啊嘛。
So they look after each other.
有人虾佢，我就嚟出头咯。
If someone is bullying him, so we can help them.
我出去讲道，佢喺屋企煮饭啊嘛。
If I go to preach, then he is cooking at home.
咁我就传道完啦，背奶奶啦，翻嚟嘅时候我就有饭食啦嘛。
So when I come home, I'm tired, then I have some food to eat.
弟兄姊妹，绝对唔系咁样。
Brothers and sisters, nothing like that at all.
神从来冇关心到我哋。冇饭食嘅问题。
God never worries so much that you will have nothing to eat at home.
你留意到神系将伊甸园布置好先，至将人做出嚟摆喺嗰度。
You pay attention that when God has prepared everything ready and finished in the Garden of Eden,
喺新约嘅时候，主自己话呢啲食嘅饮嘅，神老早就同你预备啦，你唔需要去担心。
And in the New Testament, God says that all these things are added unto you. You don't have to worry about it.
神所担心嘅系乜嘢咧
？God, what God worries about?
系担心神嘅儿女唔够同心。
That the children of God they are not united in the heart.
所以在旧约到新约，神有一个咁嘅带领。若果你作为一个见证嘅人物，或者为要见证一啲嘅事实，你最低限度有两个人。
So in the Old Testament to the New, God has ordained that if you are to witness anything, it has to be at least two or three.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
提摩太系站在作为一个见证嘅人嘅呢个事实喺嗰处。去印证保罗的交通是对的，我提摩太完全阿门的。
Timothy stood in the position of a witness, confirming that everything that Paul was declaring, he agreed and totally amen to.
咁然后佢写信写俾边个呢
？And what? Who are the recipients?
弟兄姊妹，你留意啦，又有讲究噶。
And you pay attention. There are much in particulars.
佢话系写信俾哥罗西嘅圣徒。同埋喺基督里面有忠心嘅弟兄
，and to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ which are at Colossae。
弟兄姊妹，呢处提到神嘅儿女嗰两个身份
，there are two positions of the children of God。
第一个身份你系圣徒
，first you are the saints, the holy。
弟兄姊妹，你晓得呢件事系非常宝贵嘅事。
Oh, how precious it is, brothers and sisters！
我因为我哋从来都冇了解到我哋有一个咁尊贵嘅身份。
Seldom do we realize that we have such an honor and a noble position。
因为我哋喺我哋嘅感觉里边，哇，圣徒好巴闭噶。
In our perception, we think saints.Oh, very, very high.
咁圣徒系咩？圣徒即系圣人咁解咯。
Saints means that you are holy.
你话世界上边有几多个圣人啊？冇几多个嘅啫。
You say, oh, how many saints in this world? Not many.
喺我哋中国里边就系孔子同孟子啫。
And in China, it's Confucius and 孟子。
喺西方嘅里边咧，
in the West,
虽然或者好似话喺。宗教嘅范围里边咧，会多几个。
And in religious circle, there are few more saints.
但系都系少数。
And yet minorities.
如果我冇记错嘅话，唔知系早一两届嗰个天主教嘅教皇，要俾封做圣徒，有人反对嘅话，佢虽然做教皇，但系佢唔够资格做圣徒。
There was one or two popes before this present one, when they were putting forward that he should be beatitude, being saints, then some people objected that he's not good enough to be saints.
但弟兄姊妹，虽然好细喺世界人嘅心思嘅里边，冇乜几多圣人嘅啫噃。
But humanly speaking, we think that not many saints in this world.
但弟兄姊妹，你懂得。
But brothers and sisters, do you know?
一切喺基督里边嘅人都系圣人。
To all, in all those who are in Christ, we are all saints.
咁你系咪圣人呢
？So are you a saint?
你唔够胆承认。
You wouldn't dare to say yes.
但系你唔在乎你承认唔承认，神承认你系圣人。
Even though you do not dare to own up, but God considers you to be a saint.
你话有咩把握
？So what confidence do I have?
冇乜把握。
No confidence.
你话人而家啲圣徒，人哋圣人有把握噶。
Others who are saints, they have confidence.
我常常提你睇嗰啲宗教名画。
If you see those religious sacred paintings.
喺英國，我哋好多機會睇到呢啲宗教名畫啦。
In England, you have much opportunity to see some of these.
所有做聖徒嘅人，啲事都有個光環。
That there is a halo on the top of the head.
弟兄姊妹，你睇到我哋嘅弟兄有冇個光環
？Do you see the brother with a halo on his head?
你有冇睇到我上邊有個光環
？Do you see a halo on my head?
我睇落去嘅時候咧，除咗有幾個。年老嘅弟兄姊嘅姊妹系戴顶帽咁样，好似个光环咁之外咧
，I don't seem to see too many halos among us except some hats.
但弟兄姊妹唔系在乎呢个
，Brothers and sisters, nothing to do with that.
我在乎神承唔承认
，Whether God consider you or not.
神承认，我哋就系圣徒。
If God consider, then we are saints.
弟兄姊妹，你读哥罗多前书第一章嘅时候，你就睇到。
First Corinthians chapter 1, you know.
我哋系喺基督里边蒙召作圣徒嘅。
We are called in Christ to be saints.
神拣选我哋系将我哋摆在一个圣人嗰个事实嘅里头。
God called us and put us into sainthood.
你话哇，我哋系圣人。
You say, wow, we are saints.
咁我哋咪好巴闭
？Oh, we are very proud of
ourselves. 弟兄姊妹，如果你用世俗嘅眼光嚟睇，真系好巴闭。
Humanly speaking, we should be very proud.
但你如果从神自己救赎嘅恩典里边去睇嘅时候
，But in the grace of God's work，
你话嗰个唔系巴闭，只不过就系话神恩待咗我。
You can say there is nothing much to boast except that God has been gracious.
照住我哋嘅本相，我哋一啲都唔配。
According to our nature, we are not deserving.
但系如今因为我喺基督嘅里边
，Now because I'm in Christ，
神话我系一个圣人
，and God declared that I am a saint。
弟兄姊妹，你睇到呢一点
？You see these brothers and sisters？
你留意到同哥罗西嘅信息有冇关系
？Is that related to the message to Colossae？
律法嘅人就话你要做尽律法里边所有嘅要求。
Those who are following the law say that you have to do and all the requirement of the law。
啊？ 诺斯底派的人就是在那说话，你总言之用着你各样的智慧慢慢去做，做到有一天你就成为神。
The Gnostic will say you have to make all your effort. One day perhaps you'll be like God.
保罗在这里按照神的心思来发表几次话，使乜咁多事干咁老教啊。
And Paul here expressing, declaring God's idea and said, why all this trouble and worries?
你现在已经是了。
You are already a saint.
为什么你仲做埋晒嗰啲唔等使嘅嘢
？Why are you wasting all the effort？
你忘记咗神嘅恩典
？You forgot the grace of God。
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord。
喺好简单开头嘅写信人、收信人嘅话嘅里面，就把哥罗西书里头要表达嘅嗰个信息，好明显嘅喺个说俾我哋指出嚟。
In a few sentences, introducing himself and also relating to the recipient, it outlined to us our position before God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
然后跟着呢，就有一个祝福的说话。
And follow with a blessing.
你祝福的说话仍然是在那里围绕着哥罗西的信息的中心。
And these words of blessing continue to center around the message in Colossae.
你留意那个祝福的话是怎样讲呢？
What is this word of blessing say?
就是这么简单而已。
Very simple.
你说哎呀，所有保罗的书信似乎都好像有这样的话。
It seems that all of his letters contain similar words.
是。
Yes.
因为这个是那个不改变的事实。
Because it's an unchangeable fact.
那个不改变的事实是什么呢？
What is this unchangeable fact?
那是指出了。
And he's pointing out,
我们恩典的源头是哪里？
That the origin of our grace.
你所有承受的祝福
All the receiving blessings on what basis?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
顶住你注意到。
Please pay attention again.
他说愿因为平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father.
顶住你留意到这件事。
Please pay attention to here.
这个指出了什么？
What does it tell us?
你要平安。源头在哪里？
If you want peace, where is the origin of our peace?
在父那里。
It's from the Father.
你要喜乐在哪里？
If you want joy,
你要恩惠在哪里？
Grace, where is the grace come from?
在我们的父那里。
It's from our Father.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
喜乐、平安、恩惠，一切属天的祝福和属地的应许。
All the peace, joy and grace, all the blessings and all the promises,
都是根据这位天上的神来作那个源头。
It's all because the God in heaven being its origin.
而这位天上的神和我们的关系呢？
And this relationship of this God in heaven with us,
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
我们是他的种子。
We are his sons.
等一下你留意到这个关系。
If you pay attention to this relationship,
你留意到呢处嘅所显明嗰个祝福嘅实际
，and bringing to the reality of such blessing,
等住我哋已经找到一个好宝贵嘅事实
，then you will find lay hold of a fact.
神同你中间嗰个关系系正常嘅。
Our relationship with God is normal.
因为我们同神当中不是有个间隔。
Because there's no longer hindrance between us.
因为神如今成为我们的父。
God now become our Father.
我们成为他的种子。
We become his sons.
弟兄姊妹，当你真的晓得这个父和子的关系。
You really understand the relationship between Father and Son.
你就留意得到我们今天在神的中间和神怎么看我们。
Then you see how God is to look at us.
而我们会不会用一个相同的那个这样的心思、意念、感觉来去看天上的父神呢？
Should we look at God in heaven in similar attitude?
如果我们会这样去体会到我们和神的关系，
Would we appreciate our relationship with God like this?
但是你就不会来体会到律法主义的主张，
Then you would not pay attention.
还有任何的那个影响力在那里。
And being influenced by those that advocate the law.
你就不会留意到智慧派人所指出的那一切的主张可以影响我们在神的面前的任何的 在神以外去追求。
Not influenced by the Gnostic and their ideas in pursuing after God.
因为神已经是我们的父。
Because God is already our Father.
弟兄姊妹，这个真是很宝贵的事情。
Oh, this is most precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me saying this.
我们很多时候在神面前祷告。
Very often we pray before God.
我们会称神是作我们的天上的父。
We say that God is our heavenly Father.
但我要问弟兄姊妹。
And I would ask you a question.
你里面真的有一个神是你天上的父的感觉。
Do you really have a feeling that God in heaven is your Father?
不讲天上的父是讲他是你的父的感觉。
Do you really feel that he is your Father?
哎呀，我们怕，真的怕。我们平常这个是只是我们口里面讲的话。
I fear very much that this is only a slogan.
而在我们的心思的里面，我们不太觉得他是我们的父。
That in our heart we do not really feel that he is indeed our father.
不过我都有点体会。
But I have some appreciation.
我小个的时候很白眼。
When I was small, I was very naughty.
所以如果要数算被爸爸打过几多次呢，就要数都几难数。
So if I have to count how many times I was punished by my dad, then I think I would have lost
count.
So when I was small, I was very afraid of my father. At home, I was very naughty. When I hear the door open and I knew that my dad come in silent, then dominate.
甚至有时走开去就唔敢见爸爸咁。
And sometimes I even ran away, tried to avoid his face.
但系长成咗之后咧
，And after I grew up,
觉得爸爸对我太好。
Then I realized how good he is.
太虽然佢而家离开，即系翻到父嗰处去已经好耐好耐，但系好多时候仲系喺感觉同埋感情上边有好多嘅。回想在那时
Even though my father passed away to be with the Lord long time ago, but even then I sometimes feel and very attached to him emotionally. But when we come before God and call him our father, do we really have a feeling of a father? Or is it only an address?
如果主怜悯我哋嘅话
，If the Lord be merciful to us，
我哋实实在在真系晓得呢位天上嘅神果然系我哋嘅父。
And we really realize that this God who is in heaven actually is our Father。
因为一切祝福嘅源头系喺嗰度开始。
Because all the beginning of all blessing from Him。
因为所有嘅丰富系喺嗰处为我哋去储存。
And all the richesI restore there, a store there for us.
并且是我们有资格有条件去支取。
And more, furthermore, we have the right to draw and to receive.
好了，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们按住经文来向前去看的时候。
When we follow the passages, follow on.
立时弟兄姊妹你就看到哎呦弟兄姊妹过钟了。
Oh.The time is up already.
今晚再交通。
So we will follow, carry on this evening.
我盼望头头呢两次我会交通得比较细致啲。
And the first two messages, I like to pay close attention.
所以花嘅时间会多啲。
So I've used much of this time.
但我总盼望系主自己嘅话亲自嚟。引起我们对他的爱慕。
Very much hope that it is the word of God that causes us to look towards him.
叫我们更多的受吸引来停留在他自己的丰盛的怜悯那里。
That we are attracted and to stay in his fullness and his mercy to us.
我们祈祷。
Let's pray.
我们的父神，我们仰望你。
Our heavenly Father, we look to you.
让我们将你的话想给我们。
Because you have given to us your word.
我们愿意你的话向我们都是发出亮光。
We pray that your word would enlighten us.
你藉着赐人智慧启示的灵叫我们看到你心中的意义。
Through the spirit of wisdom and understanding that we see your will.
我们来到你的面前的时候你救我们脱离紧紧是从文字的外表
去认识你。
And before your presence, that we would be saved, that we only know you by mere words.
把我们带进字句的深处来面对面的去遇见你。
Bring us into the depths of your word, that we can see you face to face.
主，我哋求你祝福你自己嘅话。
Lord, we pray you bless your words.
用着你嘅话嚟吸引我哋，紧紧嘅嚟跟随你。
And attract us by your words, and we follow you closely.
因为唯独你系我哋嘅一切。
Because you are our everything.
我哋敬拜赞美归俾你。
We worship and praise you.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus our Lord's name, we pray.
Amen.